Welcome to the Confidence and Self-Esteem podcast.
Challenging you to increase your confidence and self-esteem.
Introducing your host, James Blundell.
Using everyday life to help you increase your confidence and your self-esteem. 7,000. I'm about 2 or 3 weeks away from hitting 1 million downloads. And, yeah, that was it. That's all I've got to say. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. I haven't really got to say a lot on this. And the reason is, it's because I've been thinking about it, been keeping an eye on the stats. It's kind of a milestone, and it's something that I decided a couple of months ago when I thought I was going to pack the whole thing in. It's something to aim for. But what am I expecting to happen when I get to 1 million? And the answer is absolutely nothing. Nothing is going to change whatsoever. I'm still the same person. It's still the same listeners. It's still the same podcast. It's still the same. The only thing that I can do is change my mindset, change my thoughts towards it. That's the only thing that's going to change. And it doesn't. And I mean this, like, you know, I don't miraculously start getting a different type of follower now that I've got 1 million downloads. Or I don't start, it doesn't all of a sudden, you know, the opportunity for, I don't know, me doing things differently isn't easier after 1 million than it was before. I mean, sure, by definition, this thing gets easier every week because there's repetition and I'm practicing it. But only if I take the time to sit back and acknowledge what I've done and reflect on it and be honest with myself and, you know, praise myself when things will go right and address the issues when they don't. Apart from that, the thing just keeps evolving, and it's nothing to do with the end target, which is just a figure, it's just a number. This thing only happens because it's something else a bit more deeper, something else that's just a bit more ingrained within me, which is about developing something and processing something and appreciating the journey and understanding that it isn't always easy, but it becomes easier when I somehow align it with my values and outlook in life. But there's not a pot of gold. There's not a pot of gold when I hit 1 million. It isn't all of a sudden, you know, unicorns and rainbows and everything's all jolly. It's exactly the same. And from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, so many of you in the last 990,000 downloads since I started this thing 4 years ago have reached out and have got in touch, and I appreciate every one of you, and hopefully I've had a conversation with every single one of you. One of the things I probably, and I apologise if I haven't, by the way, I know there was somebody recently, and I, you know, I won't mention who, but they reached out, and I didn't reply for about 6 weeks, and I, you know, got in touch with them and said ever so sorry, and they seemed quite understanding about it, and everything was okay. But the point being, that yeah, when people reach out quite often, they are saying to me that they believe their life is going to be better once they get to something, a stage, once they lose weight, once they find a girlfriend, once they get a new job, once they get fitter, once they... And yeah, you may be right, but it's not getting to the point before you can start to identify your happiness. Your confidence in your self-esteem and your love for life and your motivation and your focus has to be around appreciating the journey. It doesn't, don't set your targets around, you know, things will get better when I get to this stage. I don't want to be all doom and gloom here, but what gets better now and what helps you get better and develop and progress and be a better person tomorrow than you are today is your mindset towards this. Stop looking for the secret sauce and just focus on your attitude towards being a better person tomorrow than you are today. That is it.
Contact the show.